you are about to share the ministry of Evangelist T.L. Osborne. Listen with an open heart and expect a miracle to take place in your life. Is T.L. Osborne as he steps forward to preach another great gospel sermon in Trinidad.
Newspeak was the official language of Oceania and had been devised to meet the ideological needs of INGSOC, or English Socialism. In the year 1984, there was not as yet anyone who used Newspeak as his sole means of communication, either in speech or writing. The leading articles in the Times were written in it, but this was a tour de force which could only be carried out by a specialist. It was expected that Newspeak would have finally superseded Oldspeak, or Standard English, as we should call it, by about the year 2050. Meanwhile, it gained ground steadily, all party members tending to use Newspeak words and grammatical constructions more and more in their everyday speech. The version in use in 1984 and embodied in the 9th and 10th editions of the Newspeak Dictionary was a provisional one and contained many superfluous words and archaic formations which were due to be suppressed later. It is with the final, perfected version, as embodied in the 11th edition of the dictionary, that we are concerned here. The purpose of Newspeak was not only to provide a medium of expression for the world view and mental habits proper to the devotees of Ingsoc, but to make all other modes of thought impossible.
So, 79 Smith W. Yes, you. Bend lower. You're not trying.
The A vocabulary consisted of words needed for the business of everyday life. For such things as eating, drinking, working, putting on one's clothes, going up and down stairs, riding in vehicles, gardening, cooking, and the like. It was composed almost entirely of words that we already possess. Words like hit, run, dog, tree, sugar, house, field. But in comparison with the present-day English vocabulary, their number was extremely small, while their meanings were far more rigidly defined. All ambiguities and shades of meaning had been purged out of them. So far as it could be achieved, a Newspeak word of this class was simply a staccato sound expressing one clearly understood concept.
Who is this? Who are you?
There's no one. There's no one here for another 2 weeks. This isn't one of my guys.
I want to give you one scripture tonight that our Lord Jesus Christ spoke to the father of a little demon-possessed boy. The statement is short, but it's true. Jesus said, "If thou canst only believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." I'd like to hear you recite that in concert, please. If thou canst only believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Jesus said that. It must be true. For the word of the Lord cannot fail. God is back of his word tonight. And what he has written for us, he's ready to back up and make good. He said, "The word that I speak unto thee, it shall come to pass." The Bible says, "There hath not failed one word of all his good promises which he hath promised."
Investigative reporter, careful of that friendly but nameless official who has a scoop for you that will undermine somebody else's program or policy. Police reporters, watch out for those law enforcement officers trying to make it with you but giving you a tip on who is the real guilty person before anybody has been arrested or accused of anything. Producers, Just don't regard people as generic footage. Just go as you go around with your camera saying we need pictures of a whole lot of people, or people in the ghetto, or people here or there. Remember that people are made up of single persons, and all of them should have rights too. And to the great media organizations that employ all those journalists, you are going to have to convince the public all over again that you're on the side of the public.
Believe that? Jesus said, the scriptures cannot be broken. He taught the word to them. That gave them faith, and then he ministered to them. It's the same today.
I thought that the New York Times and the Washington Post made a good start on that when they violated all their own rules and all their own traditions and agreed to publish this tract of the Unabomber, who had threatened otherwise to go out and kill more people. It turned out to be a very serendipitous thing that they published it, because it led to identification of the Unabomber. But they did something that in the old days I would say you can't do. Nobody can threaten us. We're not going to republish something. But if you think lives are at stake and decide there may be some higher value there, I think that's okay. Let me add, the National Enquirer, not everybody's favorite publication. The National Enquirer, by offering a $100,000 reward, got a tip on who may be the murderer of young Cosby's son. Now, a newspaper could have said, we'll pursue that story, and we'll publish that story, and we'll have a big scoop. Maybe the suspect will then manage to escape out of the country. They had this tip, very solid tip, and turned it over to the LAPD, with the result that the suspect is now in custody. I thought the police chief, Willie Williams, could have said a little more when he said that we got this guy by a lot of hard work and some good luck. He could have thanked the newspaper, which forewent its own story in order to be able to help in the prosecution of somebody. More and more, we're going to be under challenge to show whether we consider the public merely a market or as part of a community of which we are also members.
told me that their transmission center is just beyond those buildings. It cannot be visited at night because of security precautions. They have, however, what are known as keys for emergency admittance. Centauri, we must find those keys or take one of these people with us. You will investigate the man who dwells here.
By your command.
Oh, my.
It is Wolfman. See, I told you he'd be here. Hi, Wolfman.
What's your name?
Tommy.
Hi, little Tommy.
Hi.
Now, I want all you little ghosts and goblins and part-time Frankensteins to have a good time tonight, right? Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Say, oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
All right. Yes, indeed.